Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode, and good afternoon, technically. It's about 3 p.m. in the afternoon here. So some changes have happened, and I have some good news. First good news is my brand new solar system is finally on the same island as me. It had to get transferred to a second barge to get here. So I just got the phone call from the freight company saying that it's here, they have it on hand. And they said it's pretty heavy. It's like 970 something pounds, almost 1,000 pounds of stuff. And so, they're going to be delivering it this coming Tuesday, because today is technically Friday, and the weekends over here, no one really works. It's kind of funny, but so Tuesday they're going to do. They're going to deliver, and I actually have the delivery address redirected. So what I did was the original location. Because they cannot deliver out to where we live, right? And so I was originally going to have them deliver to another location, but there's some events happening at this other location, so it's going to be kind of difficult to bring my big truck and trailer, you know, all that stuff in there. So I redirected, I gave them a different address, and they're going to deliver to the other address. And I'm going to meet them in this area. And this address is a really big parking lot area, so there's a lot of room for my truck, trailer, and other trucks and stuff like that, and you know, delivery trucks and stuff. So Tuesday they're going to give me a 30-minute heads up before they actually head out to the address, and then that way I can, you know, be there to meet them. But I am on the other side of the island, working on this other project, which is that other privacy fence that I'm actually putting in. And so Tuesday morning I'm going to hook up my trailer and then make sure I'm out there, and I'm just basically going to probably hang out and just wait for it to arrive whenever they call. So I'll be on hand, ready to go. Now, on another note, that's really good news, right? The solar system is here. I'm picking it up they're delivering it on Tuesday. Yes. So, which means I can finally start putting all this stuff together. All the excitement. So yes, I'm super happy. On another note, though, I'm at my other home, and I've been working on installing a privacy fence. So I went and purchased all the galvanized steel poles. I picked up all the 2x4 I actually got 2x4x24. So it's 24-foot lengths as the stringers. There's two stringers, upper and bottom stringer, that runs across all the poles. And then the wood planks get attached to that, right? So I do have all the stringers. I have all the galvanized steel poles. So now all I have to do is drill all these holes in the ground. I have to drill about 24 or 25 holes in the ground with a 3-inch rock auger bit. So it's made for only rock, because it's all rock over here on this side of the island. So I'm going to be drilling those out. And that machine I can actually rent. So the difference between the ranch drilling the holes is the hole is a lot bigger for wood post. And so it's harder to, you can't really find anything to rent for those. So that's why you got to hire a company or know someone that has a rock drill bit in order to do that. But when you talk about 3-inch or smaller, that you could actually rent from a rental company. You rent their towable air compressor, you rent their auger bits, you rent their drive unit, and you put it all together and you're able to, drill out these holes. So I'm going to do that. I am going to drill out all the holes, and as soon as I finish drilling the hole, I'm sliding the first pipe in already immediately. That way nothing else falls into the hole. And then I'm actually going to be putting concrete on each pole at the bottom of the base, just to help lock it in even more. Considering I'm drilling a hole into rock, it's going to be solid already, because obviously it's not going to be able to move too much because I'm drilling a hole through rock. But with that said, I'm still going to put some concrete around the pipe and everything, and on the top just a little bit, just to make sure it's 100% secure. And then after that's done, then I can put all the 2x4x24s on, the stringers on, and then I can go and put all the wood pickets on. There is a shortage of wood pickets right now on the island, unfortunately. So I actually have to wait for that their new delivery to come in for their store. Because Home Depot and Lowe's right now are pretty much out over here. And I think there's like 100 left when I need like 620. So, you know, there's no sense in me going across the island just to pick up 100 of them. So I'll wait for their new pallets to arrive, and then I'll just buy, however much I need, and then that'll be ready to go. Excuse me. So the only thing I need to do is drill these holes right now. I need to put the poles in the ground, concrete them, put the stringers on, and then just kind of wait until the next delivery arrives for the pickets. The pickets are 6 feet tall, by I believe they're 5/8 thickness and 5.5 inches wide. So that gives you an idea of the actual wood pickets that we're putting on. So yeah, I just gotta drill the holes, put the pipes in the ground, concrete them, put the stringers on, and then I'm just kind of waiting around until the delivery of pickets arrive at the store, and I can go and probably buy a pallet, of pickets or whatever. So there's no rush, obviously, to get this done because I have to wait for pickets to arrive anyway. But with that said, this coming week, because I have my delivery arriving on Tuesday, I don't want to start drilling holes in the ground and start doing all that work, and I have to scramble to go pick up my package and deal with that, right? So what I'm kind of thinking is I may just kind of play it safe and just wait for the because here's the thing, the rental company that rents the drill bit and all that stuff for drilling through rock over here, they're not open on the weekends, right? So if they were open on the weekends, and because I only need to rent it for one day, then I would easily just rent it this weekend and put the holes in the ground and be done already. But they're not open on the weekends. And so if you rent, like here's an example, like today's Friday. If you rent Friday and you want to, return it on Monday, you have to pay for the rental for Saturday and Sunday. They don't just give you a free day, So like say I wanted to rent it for just 24 hours. Well, because they're not open tomorrow, and let's say that I wanted to rent it right before they close at say 4 o'clock. Well, they won't even be open tomorrow, right? So you'll be forced to have to pay those extra days. So I don't want to pay extra days for nothing. I only need one day with it, and not even a whole day really, to do what I need to do. So, yeah, I'm just gonna hold off on that until the solar system arrives. I'm going to jump on that project and start installing it, start documenting it, filming it for YouTube and for all of you guys. And then, I can start, showing you guys the pros and cons of how things are working, my insights on it, kind of, what's happening with it, how good, how bad, that kind of stuff. And then once my off-grid home is back up and running again, then I'll go ahead and actually, come back and actually start drilling these holes and put the post in. Because like I said, it's not technically a rush right now because there's no pickets, there's not enough pickets for me to purchase right now. So, it's not, no rush. So just a really quick update on those two things. And yeah, looking pretty good. Now there's another thing that happened. I noticed for some reason I had a chunk of money missing from my bank account. And so I sat down one night and I was going through all the purchases and everything, going through everything, and I found out there was 2,000 something dollars missing from my account. And a fraudulent charge was put on my card, and which deducted it from my bank account. So I contacted my bank and they said, well, if we cancel you, we can do that. We can dispute the charge because obviously you didn't pay for that. And so, but the only thing is we have to cancel your card and issue you a new card. And when we cancel your card, obviously it's going to take about a week. They say up to 7 days to get the new card. And so for 7 days, I won't have my card on me to, take money out of my account. So that means I'll have to physically go into the bank and actually withdraw money if I need money until the new card comes in. The other problem with that is that there's a lot of things linked to the card. Like we have, cell phone bills, electricity bills, like Amazon, eBay, we have all these things that we link to our cards. And when you have to get a new card, well, guess what? You have to go back onto all these platforms and update all the cards because obviously it's not going to be good anymore. And obviously, if I'm purchasing something and it gets declined because the card is no good, well, that's my fault for not updating it, right? So that's kind of a mess, but I will be getting back the 2,000 something dollars. But I do need to initiate the claim. From what my bank said, I need to initiate the claim probably today, by no later by next week, Wednesday, I believe they said. I think either Wednesday or Friday. It has to be by the end of the month. Is it next week? Oh yeah, by next week, Friday, which is actually the 27th, I have until then to cancel the card. So I'm kind of playing this game right now. If I cancel the card, I won't be able to rent the machine. You know, let's say I get the solar system in on Tuesday, because it's going to be such a clean installation, it should only take a day to install it, get that up and running, which means I still have Wednesday and Thursday. I could technically still use my card to go and rent the rock auger, get the job done, and then cancel my card. And then that way, I got a couple things done. You know, I'm the type of person I want to just try to keep things going. And luckily, there was only one charge on my account, which was odd, you know, that $2,000 something dollars. So I'm kind of thinking that. Oh no, the 27th. Yeah, the 27th is the last day. So the 26th is when I would have to file it. I'm looking at the calendar right now, guys, and I'm like, if the system comes in on Tuesday, you know what? I just made a decision. I'm gonna call my bank right now and cancel the card, so that way we can go through with that fraudulent charge already. Because, like I said, I gotta wait till Tuesday anyway for the stuff to come in. And so if we even count the weekends, right? So Friday today, so then there's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will already be 5 days, right? So by Wednesday or Friday of next week, I should have my new card in by then already. So I'll go ahead and cancel the card already and be done. That way they cannot charge. And that's another thing too. You know, when you're out there spending money, doing things, have a lot of projects going on, always double check your bank account to make sure that there's no fraudulent activity going on. I know someone just recently, you know, we're located in Hawaii, but somehow one of my friends, they got a hold of their card number or whatever in the mainland USA, and was charging DoorDash fees. Like, you know how you DoorDash is for like food, like food delivery. And so they were charging tons. It was like $300 or $400 worth of DoorDash. And so they had to dispute it. They got their money back because obviously they didn't authorize it. It was in a different state and everything, right? So just be aware that, you know, there's a lot of scams going around, and you know, a lot of people trying to steal our identities or our information or whatever it is. So so just be careful, guys. So anyway, guys, this is just a quick update. Solar system is here. I'm picking it up on Tuesday. I gotta cancel my card, and I need to now kind of get my plan together of when I'm gonna rent that rock auger, which is probably looking like probably maybe Thursday or Friday if my card comes in on time. So yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and probably Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, I'll be able to get that video out for you guys with the new system. So stay tuned. See you guys on the next one.